And speaking of covering things these days, Domati Pongo has a new 48 Hours podcast. Our old WGN radio news friend. Domati, how are you?
I'm good, John. How you guys doing?
It's good to hear that voice. So what have you been doing? What do you do for a living now, Domati?
Oh, these days I'm podcasting again. So as you know, I'm at Paramount. I'm a host at MTV. So previously just did the pre-show for the VMAs, the Video Music Awards. And yes, that is still a thing. Did some red carpet interviews, do a lot of entertainment. But I've been excited to get back into doing some true crime reporting. And I've been talking to folks at CBS News about these new podcast properties that they were originating through 48 Hours. They had great success with this show called Blood is Thicker, which was an international hit, and just telling stories in mini-series format as podcasts. And so for the last several years, we had been talking about finding ways to work together, and that opportunity finally came with...
Hang in there, Domati. You're still there, right?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you just cut out, but you said that opportunity finally came forward, and what's happening now?
Oh, now we have a new show called Candyman, The True Story Behind the Bathroom Mirror Murders. And we started talking about this like 3 years ago, and it's finally here. Episode 2 just released yesterday to the public, and it's a really interesting story based in Chicago.
What's the story in a nutshell?
Okay, I'll do this as quickly as I can. It's so interesting. So for folks who remember the Candyman movie that came out in 1992, the movie is based in Cabrini Green in Chicago. And it's about if you say the name Candyman five times in a mirror, this supernatural killer will appear and would kill you. And it's a horror film with all of the things you expect from horror films.
Right.
A lot of folks didn't know was this whole idea that someone came through a medicine cabinet and killed someone actually came from a true story that happened in a Chicago project building. And it was basically unreported, except for one reporter by the name of Steve Bagheera, who's working for the Chicago Reporter. And the reason they were able to come through our medicine cabinet ties into the story about the degradation of public housing in America. So we connect all of these threads by telling that true story and how the film came to be.
Wow. I can't or would not have imagined that that movie had a link to something that actually happened and sounds even more horrific.
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't know either. And actually, I was so scared, and I say this in the promo, but it's the honest to God truth. I was so scared of that movie as a kid, I'd never watched it. I'm not really a scary movie guy. It wasn't until we started working on the show that I actually went back and watched the film. And then they have the Jordan Peele version that came out a couple of years ago, too, of Candyman.
And so you had to put on your big boy pants and watch the thing, huh?
With all the lights on.
I know that feeling.
Where the reality is stranger than fiction, where the truth is stranger than fiction. It's crazy that, you know, when the police come to aid this woman, I won't give away the full story, but it took them 3 days after she first called for help for them to finally get to her. The fact that the medicine cabinet was a point of entry was because in these project buildings, the two medicine cabinets adjacent apartments, you could take one down and climb through one apartment to the other. So she lived next door to like this abandoned house that criminals would hang out at. They take down the cabinet, climb through a window. Like, imagine that, you know, it was insane. It's such a bizarre story.
Wow. So it says here the new 48 Hours podcast. So this is you working with the 48 Hours from CBS, huh?
Yeah. It's the same team that you guys remember if they're fans of 48 Hours there with Aaron Moriarty and Peter Van Zandt. They made an accompanying podcast for the TV broadcast. And they started doing these longer miniseries, 6-episode, 4-episode shows for those stories that they couldn't get to within that hour on television. And it was much more successful than they thought. And so they wanted to broaden the kinds of stories that they were telling.
Right.
You know, I was letting them know, like, there are these intersections between the content we engage with, the films we discover, and diverse stories in cities like Chicago that we need to tell. And Morgan Canty, a really cool producer that I met, intelligent, bright person, was kind enough to pitch this idea with me in mind.
Couple more minutes with Domiti Pango, formerly WGN Radio News, and now the host of a new 48 Hours podcast called Candyman, the true story behind the bathroom mirror murder. Domiti was just telling us about how this actually, that scary movie, Candyman, has a backstory based on something that was true. Somebody actually did go through a medicine cabinet, and I don't know how much of that story we need to tell. Is it a murder story, Domiti?
It is. It is a murder story, unfortunately. The victim's name was Ruthie Mae McCoy. She was a 52-year-old grandmother. She was shot four times. And her family later sued the Chicago Housing Authority because of this flaw with the medicine cabinets that allowed for the killers to get in. And we get into that lawsuit and what the results of that were and how that resulted in some repairs across public housing facilities all over the city.
Interesting. How long ago did this happen? A lot of times it's hard to track down the people, and even if you find them, sometimes they don't want to talk in this town. How did that all go for you?
Ooh, exactly. This happened all in 1987. So we're talking, 30 plus years, 37 years ago. So, some folks were unfortunately had deceased, but we talked to the former detective that actually worked on the case, Detective Anthony Menina. We spoke with the lawyer that represented the McCoy family in the lawsuit. State's Attorney Kim Fox, who was a Cabrini Green resident, actually appears on the show, and historian Sherman Dilla Thomas, which I think he's been on WGN Radio a few times, is on the show as well. So we've got some new voices and some voices from the original case. But as you said, and we've got friends of Ruthie Mae McCoy, who was her neighbor, Deborah Lashley, who was nice enough to talk to us. But, it's true. It's this chasm. It's always interesting when you go back to these older stories because the pain is still so deep for some of these folks. It's like it happened yesterday. We needed to do a pickup interview with someone, and they said, it's just too much. Like, can we just go with what we did? And he said, sure, that's fine. So,
that's interesting.
It was tough telling the story at times.
But, I don't know if this is something you will run into or have too. If the crime happened yesterday and there were 10 people on the street watching it, CPD has trouble getting one of them to talk. They fear retaliation or they're going to do the retaliating. But it's really disheartening how much the lack of cooperation that the public gives to the police on a lot of these cases.
Well, I got a slight spoiler for you because along those lines, what actually happens in this show, there's a story that can be told that then changes at trial. So the prosecution has a star witness who says he saw everything that happened. And mind you, they took a couple of days to get to the body. So there was no evidence, no fingerprints. They never recovered the murder weapon. The guy who said he saw everything decides to change his tune on the stand to the shock of everybody in the courtroom. So, it happens. It happened then. It's happening now.
Domiti, are you working on other stories then, too? How many episodes is this podcast about the Candyman murder?
Oh, yes, it is 6 episodes. The finale drops to Wondery Plus subscribers or 48 Hours Plus subscribers on Halloween, actually. They come out every Thursday. We debuted in the top 2 series on Apple Podcasts, top 8 for all shows, and top 4 true crime shows on the platform. So folks are enjoying it so far. You can check it out on all of the podcast platforms. And folks have been giving great comments so far already. But aside from that, other things I'm working on, I've been hoping to executive produce a couple of different documentaries that, I feel like my project is not official until I announce them on WGN Radio. So hopefully I can come back when those are ready and talk to you about them. And I've been doing my best to executive produce this show too, and really just trying to get more and more of these stories that I feel like flew under the radar out there.
I wonder if people, have an idea for another podcast for you. Hey, here's a story that needs to be told or investigated, figured out. If they wanted to reach you, how would they do that, Domiti?
Oh, you can get to domiti.net, domiti.net, and hit the contact page and please share those stories and let me know. And we'll dig into it, see what we can do. And if your name is John Williams, just text me.
Speaking of name dropping, so since you left us, and granted, you got to meet Dave Annett and Steve Bertrand and Bob Kessler. Who are some of the celebrities that you've met or interviewed that made you pinch yourself a little bit?
I recently talked to LL Cool J at the VMAs, and he was the nicest, grandiose character that you see on TV from those videos. I don't know what it was about his aura, but I really had to pinch myself because he knew who I was, which surprised me, and said, "Nah, you're really good at this. I've been doing this a long time, B. You're really good at this, man. I like what you're doing, man. Keep going, fam." I was like, "Thank you." So I was it was really cool. It was really cool meeting him. Who else? Gosh, I didn't get to interview Taylor Swift, but just seeing Taylor at all these carpets while we, you know, she gives us a wave. I never got a chance to really talk to her. Billie Eilish, wow. I talked to, which is really cool.
That's
but
funny
Madonna
because
was probably the biggest star I talked to.
Oh, I can imagine. Madonna talked to you and was cordial?
Oh, she was great.
Yeah, yeah.
She was great.
By the way, Domiti, I was talking to Taylor Swift the other day, and she's sorry that she missed you, but she said she'll try and give you more than a wave next time. Couple of text messages. I really enjoyed Domiti back in the day. So happy to hear him again. Original Candyman scared the bejesus out of me. It's a great Chicago-related horror flick. And now a podcast series, Domiti Pongo. New 48 Hours podcast is called Candyman, the true story behind the bathroom mirror murder. Keep doing what you're doing, buddy, and hopefully you and I connect in person sometime. But it's always good to hear your voice and hear about your success.
Thank you so much. And it's so great hearing your voice on these airwaves and Bob Kessler. Great to hear you on the cast. And thank you for sharing that sweet story, John, about that gift.
It's great to hear you, Domiti. I'm good, buddy.
I miss you guys, man. I miss you guys. Thank you for the time. I really appreciate it.
Okay, bud. Take care. Nice that he still remembers us.